What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to The Closing Table. This is Ryan Adams. This podcast is 100% dedicated to providing entrepreneurs, leaders, and salespeople the tools and resources that are easy to implement that will help improve your business and your life. We're located in Houston, Texas, and we are dedicated to help deliver that value to you each and every episode. What's happening, everybody? This is Ryan Adams. I am here with just myself today. Hope you've had a wonderful new year. Hope 2022 was great for you. Hope you made a lot of goals and met a lot of goals. It is a pleasure getting to do this little podcast and kind of interviewing people. And I've got some great guests. I think this year is going to be awesome, and I look forward to the guests we're going to have on. Our goal here is really to provide you with as valuable information to you to help better your life, whether you're in sales, entrepreneurship, whatever that might be. And by the way, if you ever have any things you would like us to, a guest you'd like to bring on or some topics we need to discuss, I'll find the people. I just would love to hear that. So my Instagram is TheAdamsGroupTX. Shoot me a DM and let me know something you're interested in. And yeah, I would love to do what I can. The goal, again, of this is to deliver value. And if we're not doing that, we'll figure out how to do it. So today we're going to talk about, obviously, I'm in real estate and that's what I do. I get to do this sometimes too, and it's fun, but I'm in real estate and I wanted to look at the market, look at the real estate market and kind of give some of what of a forecast prediction, whatever that might be, of kind of where the market's at, where do we see it going, and really dive into that. So that being said, what I think would the best way to kind of look at it. And so whether you're buying, whether you're selling, whether you're thinking about it, you kind of just want to know where it's at. That's really what we're going to talk about today. We're going to hit a couple topics like interest rates, transactions, housing crash, foreclosures, and just give you a very brief synopsis of where I think it's going to happen, what's going to happen next year in those topics, and then kind of some data behind that. First thing I'll say is let's look at 2022. Let's recap that first. What we had in 2022 is really unlike anything we've ever seen. I mean, really, we had two different markets, one in the first half and one in the second. The first half market was really obnoxious, to be honest with you. Everybody in there felt like they had gone through a tornado and came out and were like, what just happened? Interest rates were record low. I mean, we're talking some clients that we had were at 2.6% on a 30-year fix. That's crazy. I mean, that's like the car dealerships are doing 0% financing for 60 months. I mean, just unheard of. And then you had the end of the year where we saw interest rates almost at the sevens or eights. But the first half of the year was really ideal for someone wanting to sell. Not someone wanting to sell and buy, but someone wanting to sell. I mean, we did that. We did the selling and the buying together, and it worked okay. But it also was it was just difficult. It was like a whirlwind. So sellers were really able to take care of a really increase in appreciation of their homes, and buyers who were willing to do crazy things like waive inspections and appraisals and whatnot, which was great for the sellers. And then we shifted to these higher interest rates, which I'll get into a second of why that happened. But we went up to, you know, and I remember it was like mid-May, and we saw almost a point increase in a week. And then that really pushed a lot of buyers out, a lot. And we've seen a very slow market since then, continually get slow as it went from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. And it did it in historically in the quickest amount of time I believe has ever been done, which then freaked buyers out because they had just seen 2.8s and 9s and 3s. And now they're seeing sevens and they're like, we probably need to wait, not do this right now. And that's exactly what the federal government wanted to do because they were trying to curb inflation, to make the inflation stop going up. We ended the year with about 7.1% inflation CPI data, and which was a little bit down from the previous month, which is why interest rates dropped, you know, a half a point. By the way, as we talk about interest rates, no one, I'm just making this little kind of, you know, make sure you understand this. No one can tell you, hey, here's exactly what your interest rate's going to be tomorrow, unless they've looked at your debt, your income, your credit, all of that stuff, combined it together to do that. So there's a lot of clickbait stuff out there with some of these larger companies like Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage, whatever, that say, hey, here's what the interest rate is, that you're going to have to meet qualifying criteria for that to happen. So let's dive into what is 2023 going to look like? 2023, first off, we're in a recession. If you didn't know that, I hate to tell you, to be the one to tell you, but we're in a recession, and we're probably most likely going to continue to be in recession for the rest of 2023. The one good part about recessions for real estate transactions is that interest rates typically follow this, is that when you start through recessions, they start to lower the interest rates. And I'll explain that in just a second. But how we're looking for interest rates is, you know, we're going into this year starting off with about a 6.5 average. Again, remember, can't give you exact number, but 6.5, 30-year fix. I see it, and this is based on a lot of data sources, I see it really going maybe getting into the mid fives, low fives by the end, maybe a chance for fours by the end of 2022. And again, guys, there's data that's out there that's going to be super fire, you know, houses on fire type of stuff. And then there's going to be data that's very, everything's okay and hunky dory and we should be good. I try to find somewhere in the balance to bring that to you. But I think that's probably where we're going to land. And I don't think it's really going to, we're going to see a dramatic drop in interest rates till probably at the summertime. I think we could be lower. The inflation data coming in here in the middle of January is going to be very important to see if in fact the Fed hikes have actually helped curb inflation, but it seems like it's been difficult to do that. And the reality is, if you look back at when we saw inflation started rising, the federal government did not jump in soon enough, which is why if they had jumped in a little sooner, we would have been able to curb inflation, I think, a little bit more than we have. But because they waited so long, and there's many graphs out there that show you this, it just skyrocketed rates. And that's not just mortgage rates, that's all rates. And that's you know, by the way, the federal government they're not the ones increasing mortgage rates, but mortgage rates tend to follow the Fed rate. So that's what I think with interest rates. Home prices, by the way, Michael Burry, if you've seen the movie The Big Short, he's one of the guys that's predicting kind of like we are about to see a recession, not by any definition we've ever seen. Maybe there's some truth to it, I'm not sure. But one thing I do know is when recessions happen, typically interest rates do go down. All right, home pricing. You're sitting there and you're going, man, here's how much I paid for my home 3 years ago. And then if you bought it 3 years ago, you probably have had a good percentage increase of appreciation on your home. There's lots of schools of thought out there. Last year, the price appreciation, let's actually start 2013 to 2019. The average historical average was about a 6% appreciation. And here's the deal too. And I'll tell you about inventory, but the reality is they cannot make homes fast enough for the amount the population is growing. So we're going to be in an inventory problem for a while, which should continue to hold pricing up. But 6% increase 2013 to 2019, that was the average. Last year was 2021 was 17% appreciation, and then followed by last year, which was a 10% appreciation. So average, you're talking 27% in the last 2 years. What will next year like? You got realtor.com saying 5.4% appreciation on homes next year. HPES says 2.6. Then you got Freddie Mac saying negative 0.2, Fannie Mae 1.5. And you got Zelman, who was wrong last year too. They said there would be no appreciation. And obviously there's 10. They're saying negative 5. Where do I think it's really going to land? I think it's going to be somewhere, you know, pretty much flat. I think what you paid for it last year, you're going to probably, if you sell it today, you're probably going to get similar, maybe a little up, maybe a little down. But, you know, unless you have a reason to move, you probably wouldn't want to sell unless you've got a reason. And if you do, okay. But like, you know, when do you make your money back in the house? It usually takes you 3 to 5 years for that to happen. So that's home pricing, where that's going to go. That's where I believe. Now here's interesting. they are suggesting experts, many experts are suggesting that we're going to have home sales down majorly next year. In average 2013, 2019, there were 5.27 million homes sold. In 2021, which was the best selling year of all time, was 6.12 million homes sold, which was up 17% from the previous year. 2022 was 5.28 million. And half of that year, we had those crazy, you know, those crazy rate hikes, but that was down 13%. So now we're expecting this year to actually be at 4.53 million homes sold, which is going to be negative 14.8% of transactions. So what does that really mean? I mean, it just means less transaction happening. I mean, you're going to, we're in a recession, you're going to see layoffs, you're going to see, and I'm not, they're scary, but that's what happens in recessions. People aren't able to make as much money, therefore they can't do as much transactions. And that's in all industries. But I mean, you're seeing, one of the things we'll see in the real estate industry is realtors that are going to leave the industry. Lots of them. I mean, there's some people predicting 30% of the real estate agents out there are going to leave the industry. Now, there's like, I think there's one, NAR says there's 1.6 million realtors in the US, but I mean, how many of those are actually full time? How many are, you know, how many of them are, you know, here's what I really think. I think a lot of agents, we saw a gigantic increase of agents jumping into the market and in the last 2 years, because there were so many transactions. You had 6.12 in 2021. So they jump in, they think, hey, I can get a part of this process. But the reality is they didn't really know what they were doing. They've not been in the industry. They don't know how to predict their business. They don't know how to protect themselves. And they did this, and then this, you know, there's gonna be 15% less transactions, and then all of a sudden, you're gonna see these agents just go, I mean, there's no business to be had. Now, I do believe the top agents will rise to the top and take up that 15%. But I think that's it. I mean, if you looked in Austin right now, actually in Dallas, it went from, let's see here, in September and August, there was a number, 1,000 active agents, and that number fell to 756 by September. August was, I mean, Austin's the worst. I believe I saw some numbers that it dropped to 389 from 810 that was in August. And that's based on agents who sold more than sold one or more homes. So it kind of gets the part timers out of there. But I mean, that's gigantic. I mean, that's more than, that's what, 60%, 70% agents left the industry who sold one or more home. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. But the good part is the agents that are staying in, you guys are going to continue to do well if you know how to, you know, run your business well. And that's all important. So that's transactions. Are we in a housing crash? I get that question a lot. Do I actually think it's happened? I have a lot of people argue with me about that. Let me just give you, if you could look at our social media stuff, I've got plenty of stats out there to show the answer, but I really don't think we are. If you look at, like, you know, some of the major crashes, especially if you looked at 2007, 2008, I mean, you had, first off, inventory was extremely high, then, and you had lenders writing the most illegitimate loans that you could write. Like, that period was the highest coming up to that period, the beginning of the 2000s. There was just, it was so deregulated that, I mean, you had people, I mean, you saw that in the movie, The Big Short, that just like people writing loans to people who was not able to afford them. Right now, we have the most legitimate loans being written when you're writing. So like, you have the most qualified home buyers that are getting approved for these loans. Will there be foreclosures? Absolutely. But are we going to see a flood, which leads to a market crash? I really don't think so. And again, it's partly you have such high legitimate loans being written right now. These people who are buying can afford them. Secondly, you've had people who've had such a high level of appreciation in their home in the last 3 years. And usually the reason people have to foreclose on homes is because they can't afford to sell it. It costs, you know, 7.5%, 8.5% to sell a home. And if you don't have that much equity in your home, you're not gonna be able to sell it. Well, you know, the previous stat was 27%. So they have that equity. And so if they get forced in a position where they have to sell it, so they don't foreclose on it, they're gonna be able to do it. I mean, are we going to see job losses? Yes. And again, it's not saying there's not going to be foreclosures in a recession. There for sure will be. It's just not going to be a crash. There's nothing that I can see from all the data points that it's going to be a market crash. Do you need to be a little careful? Do you need to be safe? Do you want to, you know, yeah, sure. But, you know, you're having less transactions. You know, I think the industries that, you know, the industries that will be affected most, in my opinion, you know, especially if that's where you get your salary from, and hopefully this isn't hurting any of you guys that are out there that hurt your feelings or anything, but I think like the luxury wealth, industries are going to be hurt, meaning people who have luxury items, you know, the Rolex companies, the, you know, high-end hotels. If you're buying jets and planes, if that's your industry, that's going to be very difficult. Luxury items, retail type stuff, I think that's going to be hit the most. Because that's what, when times are tight, that's what people do. And as we go through this recession, everybody needs to be careful. Like, you know, you need to be a little careful, more careful with your money. I think a lot of people in the last few years have gotten fat and happy. And part of that's the federal government was just blowing through money and continuing to print it. And I know we just passed this, what was it, $1.17 trillion bill. Where is that coming from? Raising taxes, print more money. Is that really going to help inflation? I don't know, but I digress. But what I am saying is I don't think we're gonna have a market crash, which leads to the last one, foreclosures. I don't think we're gonna have a ton of foreclosures. I think we're gonna have some, but not. Overall, here's what I give the recap of this little episode is the 2023 market is gonna be a very, in my opinion, balanced market. I think sellers, you're gonna have a opportunity to take advantage of 3 years of great appreciation and however much longer you've owned it. I think buyers, you've got an opportunity now to like not have to fight and give away your life to buy a home. If you want to do a real estate transaction, do a real estate transaction. There's pros and cons on both, in every market, there's pros and cons. I think the bottom line is just be smart. Make sure you're working with someone good, whether you're buying a commercial property, a residential property, whether you're selling or buying an investment property, be smart about what you're doing. And the only way you can be smart is talk to someone who knows what they're doing. You know, I see so many people who try to handle the real estate process by themselves. And yes, there are some very basic things that you need to know and you can do by yourself. But I mean, you have people like myself who all day long, every day, they are in this business selling. They're not selling one house a month to their cousin. They're selling to people that they don't know, and they have great reviews and they have great feedback of helping someone through a transaction. And I see people miss stuff all the time, especially when they're representing a buyer and I'm the listing agent. I see it all the time. And I'm not going to tell you that. My job is to protect my seller's best interest for them. So just be smart and use an agent that knows what they're doing and knows who to point you to in the right direction. If he does not have the answer, she does not have the answer. But I think it's going to be a great 2023. And if you're a realtor out there, work hard, inform your clients, don't throw out false data, but get out there and learn the market yourself and know it and understand it. And you're going to do great. Other than that, I appreciate your time. Again, if you have any feedback, please direct messages on our social media, the Adams Group TX at Instagram, and we will see you next time on Ryan and Real Estate. And this is the Closing Table Podcast.